Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray all is well this morning with my callers I see on the line. Amen. I give God glory, honor, and praise for this opportunity to once again come before you. This is yours truly, Apostle Gloria Hawkins with Tell Them Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. It is an awesome time to be in the Lord, and I am walking in expectancy and know that I pray for my audience and the world. God is truly amazing. Before we get started, let's open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to come before you and share your word with your people. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that it is less of me and more of you. God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through me to your people. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to say welcome to all of those who just joined us. If you have a comment or desire to make a comment or join in on the conversation for what we're talking about this morning, please press 1. And I will be able to bring you live. Again, this is new for me. I'm getting used to all of the different switches and things that needs to be done. We're going to look at this morning 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. And the title for today's message or sharing is going to be Get Your Prayers Answered. How many of you know that we can't just sit around and wait for God to do everything? He's given us some special instructions on things that we need to do in order to move to the next level, in order to get our prayers answered, in order to do those things that he has called us to do. There must be some action on our part. We can't just sit around and wait for someone else to do it. And we can't just wait for God to do it, because he tells us there are some conditions to our advancing in the kingdom. There are some conditions that we must meet in order to get what we're asking for from him. I know we have different scriptures that say they that wait upon the Lord. Question is, what are you doing while you're waiting? Are you sitting around twiddling your thumbs? Are you just rocking back and forth in discouragement and, you know, needing a Valium or some other substance to get you through? Or are you actually seeking the word of God for what he would have you do during that season of waiting? Now, if we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the King James Version says this: If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen, amen. And I'm going to read the same verse from the Good News Bible that breaks it down into layman's terms. It says, if they pray to me and repent and turn away from the evil they have been doing, then I will hear them in heaven, forgive their sins, and make their land prosperous again. Now, in this particular scripture, the Lord is speaking to Solomon, who has been interceding for the land. He has been interceding for the people that he is charged with. And as intercessors, we can go to God, and this is something that we can use to support what we say and what we do. God said he will hear from heaven. He will hear our prayers in heaven. and he would heal the land. But before he does that, he tells Solomon, if my people, those that you are in charge, those that you are in your kingdom, he's been seeing the evil deeds that they've been doing. He's been seeing the sin. And in spite of all of that, Solomon is still going in on their behalf. He is still interceding. He is saying, God, have mercy on your people. God, help your people. God, we need you to do this. God, we need you to that. And God just tells him straight up, if they would do this, then I will do that. And that says a lot for us today and those that we minister to. And this is, I want to encourage the leaders and the ministers and all of those that intercede on behalf of others. We must be mindful that no matter how much we go to God on the behalf of another, if they do not change their ways, if they do not open themselves up for change and do just what it's saying right here in this scripture, yes, this is the Old Testament. Yes, we operate out of the New Testament. We operate under grace. But how many of you know that if you don't abide by what's in the New Testament, you fall subject to the law? That's just like driving down the highway. The speed limit is 55. If you get caught doing 65, you will get a ticket because the law says drive 55. When you step from under the grace, from under the covering to do what you want to do, you are subject to the law. So when we look at this right here, we can see when you read the scriptures before this, and God is saying, you know, when he holds back the rain, or when he sends the locusts to eat the crops, or send an epidemic on my people, we have to be mindful. Yes, we know Satan is real. We know the enemy, the imps, the demons, we know they are real. And anybody who doesn't agree with that, go back to God and let him show you. But he tells you right here, we constantly, the devil said this, the devil did that, the devil is doing this, the devil is messing with me. Right here in scripture, the Lord is saying, whenever he holds back the rain or send locusts or send an epidemic, he's doing this. You have to be mindful that some things that are happening in our lives or that have happened in our lives, we can't just sit around and keep saying, the devil made me do it. The devil is doing this. The devil is messing with this. The devil is doing that. Yes, nothing happens under the sun unless God allows it. Right here, he is telling Solomon, he holds back the rain. He sends the locusts to eat the crops. And he sends an epidemic. So you have to figure out, look at your life, look at what you're going through and the lives of those that are around you. Is it the devil? Is it you for doing something and stepping from under the grace of God, causing a situation, making a mistake? Or is it God? Is it God sending these things into your life because of sin? Is it God? We got to be mindful that God is a jealous God, and anything that you put before him is sin. And sometimes we put ourselves before God. We put our will, our want, and our way before God. We can't keep doing that, people. We cannot keep exalting ourselves. We cannot keep exalting situations, whether it's good or bad, before God. Right here, the people preferred to sin and live wickedly than to seek God. Now, when you read all throughout the Old Testament, you can see time and time again when God showed mercy, when God showed grace. What would happen if we had to endure some of the epidemics that took place in the Old Testament in our lives because of our behavior, because of our sin, because of a decision that we made? What would we do? And he says, if my people, he still called them his people. He didn't throw them away and disown them like we do some people around us when they've gotten on our last nerve, when we know we have ministered to them and we've shown them love and we've given them all that we can give, and we just throw our hands up and say, I'm done with this one. I'm done with that one. And we walk away from and say, they're on their own. Right here, with everything that the people have been doing, God still claimed them as his own people. If my people, that's ownership right there. No matter how bad they were and no matter what they were doing, God still took ownership of his people. And he said, which are called by my name. Okay, you got to be mindful. You got to be called by his name. That's saying to me, some of the church folks, some of the people that are sitting in houses of worship, some of those that are still preaching and teaching and singing, who said they have been called by God. They've been called by his name. They're doing the works, but yet and still they're operating in pride. Because he says in the next statement, shall humble themselves. That says right there, they're walking in pride. They're walking with arrogance and cockiness, and their head so high, their nose is up in the air. They're walking with that holier-than-thou attitude. I'm called by God's name, so you can't say anything to me. You can't correct me, and I can still do whatever I want to do. They're not walking in humility. They're walking in within their own selves. And he says, shall humble themselves. He didn't say he was going to humble you. He said, you got to humble yourself. You got to take a look at what you're doing. And if it's not lining up with the word of God, you must repent. He said, humble themselves and pray. So once again, there's an action word. Humble yourself, pray. Seek the face of God. He didn't say seek your girlfriend. He didn't say seek your mama, your daddy. He didn't say seek your pastor. He didn't even tell you to seek the intercessors. He didn't tell you to seek them. He said seek my face. Sometimes when trouble hits, we want to run and tell everybody, this is what's going on in your house. This is what's happening to me. This is the trouble that I'm facing. First of all, you need to stop and take a look at it. Am I walking in pride and need to humble myself and get myself back in line with what God has said to me? What is it I need to do? What is out of alignment? And if you humble yourselves and pray and seek God's face, he will reveal these things to you. He will show you the areas of your life that need to be corrected, that need to be changed, where there's work that needs to be done. He will show you. And then he goes on to say, and turn from their wicked ways. Repent, turn away from sin. Don't continue to go in that same direction. Go in a new direction. because the old direction is leading you to destruction. It is leading to me bringing judgment and holding back the rain and sending the locusts, sending an epidemic. Has the rain stopped falling in your life? Has the rain stopped falling in your situations? Do you need to take a look at this scripture more closely and understand that God can hold back the rain from your life? Now, we know with the rain, it brings forth the crops because it waters the grass and the gardens and the fruit. Plants need rain. We as humans need the rain for our water supply, for our pets, for our animals. What would you do if you went to your faucet and turned it on and there was no water? Your garden is planted. You've got a wonderful crop that you believe is going to come in. But because of the sin in your life, you end up in a drought. So many people, we're looking at what's going on in the world. We're looking at what's going on in our neighbor's house. We're looking over here. We're looking there. But what are we doing in our own houses, in our own hearts, to stop the rain? What are we doing? Because I guarantee you, if we were to go back and take a look at just yesterday, maybe even this morning, we probably can see where there was some inadequacies. You know, we want to color our mistakes. We want to color our sin so it doesn't look so bad. And we want to even tell ourselves, oh, it's not that bad. It was just a little something that I said. I didn't mean any harm. They took it the wrong way. To me, you're focusing on you. You don't know how what you said affected that next person. Did it break them? Did it hurt them? At this point, we're continuing to walk in pride because we refuse to look at ourselves. God didn't say right here, tell your neighbor to be humble and pray. The person down the street to be humble and pray. He said, my people. And if you're saved, if you're sanctified, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are His people. What are His people doing? What are we doing? Because He's saying right here, if my people would do what I have told them to do, I will heal the land. Now, I'm just going to put this out here. I see what's going on with the government, the shutdown. I see it. And my heart breaks for those that are in turmoil right now because their children and parents and the elderly, and there's so many people whose household is going to be affected. With the benefits being cut, not knowing when they're going to get them again, not knowing how they're going to feed their families, not knowing how they're going to pay their bills, not knowing if they're going to have a place to live. Because so many things are affected by this government shutdown that we may never have even thought about. But God is saying right here, if my people... My people, the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations was written to God's people. The unsaved have not a clue. But we're supposed to have a clue. We're supposed to have the answer for the world. But if we're not even doing our part, if we're not even doing what we've been instructed to do, if we're not repenting of our sins, if we're not seeking God's face, if we are not humbling ourselves because we've been called by his name, we're the saved ones, we're the church, we're the body. If we're not even doing, how can we expect someone who don't even know God to do it? How can we expect someone who has not been called by his name, someone who is not saved? How can we expect them to do something that we're not doing? Then we're operating in pride. I say today, God, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins of walking in pride. Forgive us for not seeking your face. Forgive us for not praying the way we should have. Forgive us for staying in our wicked ways. Forgive us for hindering your blessings, from hindering your hand in our lives and the lives of your people. I don't want anything else hindered in my life. I want my land to prosper. I want the land healed. And he says, and will heal their land. He will heal the land of the people that are called by his name. Do you want your land healed? Or do you just want to stay where you are? Once again, if you'd like to chime in, give a comment, remarks, or whatever you please, press 1, and I can bring you live. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes. So, again, if you would like to make a comment or join in on this conversation, give me your thoughts on this. Press 1, and I can bring you live. When we look at this scripture and the scriptures before it, the scriptures after it, we really need to take a look at what God is doing and what he is saying. Good morning. Thank you for
good
calling
morning.
In. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, you have a lot of people in the churches who think they're better than everybody else. Refuse to realize they're not going. God made us all equal, and they
Amen.
Refuse. And they refuse to humble themselves. That goes on in my church, and a lot of churches.
Amen.
So, I enjoyed your. I enjoyed your sermon this morning, and you know who this is.
Yeah, this is Pop Talley from Alabama, guys.
Yeah. So, anyway, he knew it's a way to seek God. And a lot of people don't know how to humble themselves. And you do not do for others to be glorified. You do it out of your heart, like my men's ministry. I do it out of my heart. Don't seek anything, any favors from God. So, tell the family I said hello.
I will, Pop. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that would like to come on and share with us this morning? Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to get ready to wrap this up. We got about 4 minutes. I thank you all for joining me this morning. I encourage you to once again, you know, seek God, and He will hear you. He will hear you. Humble yourselves and seek His face when you pray. Pray about those things in your life that you need to correct, those things in your life that needs to change, your heart, your actions, those things that you know don't line up with the Word of God. I give God glory, the honor, and the praise for this time that you all chose to spend with me. I appreciate you so much. I would like for you to ask you to tell somebody about Tell Them Ministries on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday mornings. I'm believing God for an increase in our audience. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. I thank Him for this opportunity and this resource to be able to do just that. I give God praise for each of you. You can find me on Facebook, at Gloria Hawkins Facebook. You can find Tell Them Ministries also on Facebook. You can take a look at my website, tellthemministries.com, where there will be my up-and-coming events for ministry and different things that the ministry will be doing in the future. We got some dates coming up. I would also like to thank Apostles Benny and Valerie Burrell for their love and support during this time of growth and change and transition for Blog Talk Radio. I would also like to say thank you to all of those who have been praying for me as I have stepped out on what God has called me to do. I give Him glory, honor, and praise for His love and His kindness. I'm going to close. Let's close out in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for this time, this morning, that we were able to come together and share your word. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for each and every listener that has been on the line. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless them mightily, God. Bless them that they did not consider it robbery to join in on this radio broadcast this morning. Bless them in their travels. Bless them in their homes. I charge angels to encamp about them as they go about their day and their life and their walk with you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it is in Jesus' name and by the blood of the Lamb, I say thank you for calling in, and I thank God for you. God bless each of you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, and bye-bye.